Retired Detective Kenny Driscoll joined the Baltimore Police Department in 1987 and was assigned to the Central District after graduating from the academy. Kenny worked patrol until 1994 when he was transferred to Central District's Major Crimes Unit MCU, the predecessor to the District Detective Unit DDU. Kenny's training in SCAN, scientific content analysis, wherein an investigator identifies linguistic cues and gaps in a suspect's statement to help identify deception, opened the door for his transfer to the Major Crimes Unit because he helped clear cases while using the technique as a patrol officer. Kenny never hesitated to help his colleagues when they needed it, or when his sergeant called at 3 in the morning to have Kenny work a case. He was always on top of his cases, often two steps ahead. When Detective Sergeant Randy Dull suggested an investigative avenue, or next step, Kenny had often already completed it, or was working on it. He always had a positive outlook, and this buoyed the men and women he worked with. Another way Kenny helped his fellow officers was as a member of the Critical Incident Stress Team, CISD. Kenny joined CIST after he experienced two police-involved shootings himself. He wanted to help his fellow officers by providing them the opportunity to talk with someone who had experienced critical incidents firsthand. Kenny was known for his interview and interrogation skills. He mastered the art of building a rapport with suspects, which led them to telling Kenny their life stories and confessing to their crimes. Detective Sergeant Dull described Kenny as the truest sense of a cop, a teacher, and a leader. For example, after learning the SCAN technique, Kenny taught it to other detectives. Detective Sergeant Dull said Kenny was not only respected by his fellow officers but by the suspects he arrested. After Kenny retired, suspects asked after him and never said anything negative about him. An injury ended Kenny's active duty career in 2001 when he was chasing an armed carjacking suspect on foot in the Northern District. While chasing after him, Kenny fell more than 40 feet headfirst into a ravine. Even though his hips were injured and his gait was altered, he continued to chase the suspect. The suspect went into the Jones Falls, where Kenny followed, traversing waist-high water. Kenny's injuries were later diagnosed as a broken right wrist, sprained left wrist, as well as broken and cracked L3, through S1 vertebras and blown discs throughout his low back. The passion Kenny demonstrated throughout his career continues in his preservation of BPD history and commitment to the construction of the Baltimore Police Museum. Kenny's goal is to ensure the history of the department is remembered and shared with new generations of police officers. His aspiration for all BPD officers is that we live up to the department's motto, ever ready, ever faithful, ever on the watch. A motto established in 1880. To learn more about our history and Kenny, visit www.baltimorecitypolicehistory.com. Kenny is married to his high school sweetheart, Patty, and they have 4 children together.